record-setting Wildcat, official coach communication, and level playing field. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. By the time you hear this, Alpena boys basketball forward Chris DeRocher will likely have eclipsed the 1,500-point mark in his four-year career for the Wildcats. The 6'5 senior recently broke the 47-year-old school record for career scoring of 1,435 points by Butch Faher, and with his 24-point-per-game average this year, he'll likely push the bar higher by season's end, and it's been a learning experience along the way.
I think I've just learned not to force every shot. I've tried to get more people involved because I've learned that if I get my teammates more involved, it's going to draw people away from me and I can get easier points. And
the Wildcats start the week at 12-2 and are in a three-way battle with Traverse City Central and Petoskey for the top spot in the Big North Conference. You can read more about Chris DeRocher and Alpena basketball on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to Molly Davis at Midland Dow, who scored 29 points Friday to lead the Chargers to a 52-48 upset of top-ranked and defending Class A girls basketball champion Saginaw Heritage. And Caleb Bates scored 33 points as St. Clair Shores Lakeshore clinched the Macomb Area Conference Blue Division title on Sunday with an 87-68 boys basketball victory over Utica. You can watch both of those games for free right now on MHSAA TV. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look into the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
One sport that works hard to build bridges between coaches and officials is basketball. For over 15 years, the Basketball Coaches Association of Michigan has worked with the MHSAA, the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association, and local high school officials associations across the state in a joint effort called the Basketball Officials and Coaches Communication Committee. In short, this committee stresses sportsmanship, professionalism, and communication on all other basketball topics in an effort to promote better understanding of each other's roles and the game itself. The end goal is for all parties to create the best possible environment for our kids in which to play basketball.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. In the movie Hoosiers, Coach Norman Dale elects to finish a game with four players on the floor, even though he had a fifth player available. He chose to put his team at a disadvantage to make a point. Recently, in a boys' basketball game in Northwest Michigan, a small school coach wanted to finish a game with four players on the floor instead of five, so that the other team would not be at a disadvantage. But he had to get creative to make his point. Buckley, a state finalist in Class D the past 2 years, came into the game with a depleted roster, just seven players, taking on a Frankfort team that's among the best in the state this year in Division IV. An injury and two players fouling out took the Bears down to four players in an already lopsided game. National playing rules wouldn't let Frankfort coach Dan Loney do what Norman Dale did. He had to put five players on the floor. So he took one of his five and had him stand in front of the team bench inside the sidelines and watch. He created a level playing field, 4-on-4, something some coaches would probably never think of doing. But Loney, like Dale, saw a chance to teach something. For Dale, it was discipline. For Loney, it was sportsmanship, respect for opponents, and fair play. Why run up the score and pad your stats? It was a character moment, and Loney showed us why educational athletics are indeed educational. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.